Today on Gardening in a Minute, ornamental vegetables. Vegetables aren't just edible, they can also be beautiful. Bright light Swiss chard and purple cabbage make colorful additions to your garden during the winter months. Bronze fennel, red giant mustards, and several kinds of lettuce are also lovely and delicious. For interest and great flavor, try dinosaur or Tuscan kale with its knobby leaves, and Romanesco broccoli with its bizarre but tasty geometric heads. To avoid pest problems, plant these veggies only during the cooler months. Keep them well watered and fertilized and in a sunny location. In warmer months, you can plant peppers, Chinese red beans, and colorful basils. Take advantage of the many colorful varieties of beautiful vegetables to make your garden a little different. For more information on ornamental vegetables and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, Suriname cherry. Suriname cherry, or patanga, is an evergreen shrub or small tree that's known for its attractive fruits, which look like glossy, bite-sized pumpkins. For many years, Suriname cherry was a favorite plant for Florida gardens. However, it's now considered an invasive plant here in Florida because it moves into wild areas and displaces native plant species. Suriname cherry is more of a problem in South Florida, but it's important that all Floridians be aware of invasive plants. South Florida homeowners should no longer plant Suriname cherry. If you have any shrubs in your yard, consider removing them to help curb their spread. If you live in Central or North Florida, you can plant it, but it would be better to choose an alternate plant that's Florida-friendly. For more information about Suriname cherry and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, slow-release fertilizer. Have you heard of slow-release fertilizer and wondered if you should use it? The answer is yes. Nutrients from misapplied fertilizer can wash from our landscapes into waterways by rain and irrigation runoff. Slow-release fertilizer helps reduce pollution problems because it releases nutrients slowly. Bags are marked slow-release or controlled release, and the label indicates the percentage of slow-release nutrients. The higher the percentage, the less chance there is of leaching. Slow-release fertilizers can also be applied less frequently, making them more cost-effective. Your plants will be fed with light but frequent doses of fertilizer, which will help them thrive. Look for a fertilizer with some of the nitrogen in slow-release form and help protect our fragile environment. For more about fertilizer and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, new plants from leaf cuttings. Cuttings are an easy way to create new plants from the ones you already have. Many people use stem cuttings, but some plants can be propagated just from one leaf. For Sansevieria, cut a leaf into smaller pieces and insert the cut ends into a lightweight potting media. To speed up the process, try dipping the cuttings into a rooting hormone. African violet, Hoya, and peperomia will produce plantlets from a leaf and its petiole. Insert the petiole into the potting media so that the leaf base is just above the soil. With large-leaved begonias, cut several major leaf veins and lay the leaves flat on the soil. New plants will form where you made the cuts. In all cases, place the cuttings in bright indirect light and keep the potting media moist until new plants develop. For more information about propagating plants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, armadillos. Armadillos are prehistoric-looking mammals that are often thought of as garden pests. They're originally from the Southwest, but armadillos are in Florida to stay. These creatures are covered in a shield-like shell, but despite their awkward appearance, they're agile runners and good swimmers. They typically rest in a deep burrow during the day and become more active at night when they search for food. Armadillos usually root or dig in ground litter to find insects and larvae. The trouble is that armadillos can cause significant damage in home landscapes. They dig unsightly holes and disturb plantings while in search of food. To deal with problem armadillos, try fencing them out or trapping them, or you can hire a professional to do the job for you. For more information about armadillos, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.